As an athlete, you know that nutrition is important. You know that nutrition is a pillar for success when it comes to your performance, your well-being, and ultimately your outcome as an athlete in whatever sport you may be playing. But knowing that nutrition is important is good and all. Having the right strategies in place is good and all. But if you don't know what to look out for in terms of the signs of poor nutrition or the signs that you need to work on your nutrition, then you're potentially leaving a lot of awareness on the table. And a lack of awareness is going to lead you to potentially a lack of results. So that is why today I want to teach you about some of the most common signs of poor nutrition that you will see among athletes. Signs that you can actually look out for in yourself to give you a gauge on whether you need to be working on nutrition a little bit more. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports statistician and nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports statistician. And today, as I said, we're talking about, quite simply, a list of the most common signs of poor nutrition, or as I like to say, signs that you need to be working more on nutrition, okay, so to speak. Now, these are signs that you can look out for whether you're an adolescent athlete, listen to this, whether you're, you know, a seasoned athlete, recreational, professional, does not matter. These signs are universal, and I'll explain the ins and outs of the signs as well, so you know that the signs and symptoms and what they actually entail and why they're important. But rest assured that it's important to know not just what to do and what not to do. It's also important to know how you can become more aware or whether you need to work more on X, Y, and Z or A, B, and C. Awareness is key. At the end of the day, awareness is key for a lot of these things. And that is why I want to teach you more about awareness today by going through these signs of poor nutrition among athletes. So let's get right into it. Okay, this is the list. Number one, tiredness or a lack of energy or a decrease of energy, so to speak. It doesn't have to be necessarily a complete lack of energy. It could be that you're noticing that your energy is going from, 80% on an average basis to 60% on an average basis or, whatever decrease. These are signs that potentially nutrition is just lacking at the moment. Now, actually, I want to say that before I go through the rest of the list, I want to preface all this by saying that not one of these points today are going to be directly necessarily attributable to nutrition. So, like, for example, if you're like, yeah, I'm experiencing that, does not mean that it definitely is because of a nutrition thing. There are other factors that can influence this. But a lot of these are heavily influenced by nutrition. And therefore, it's a good chance that if you're noticing these things and you know that maybe, we all know if we're not, focusing on our health and our food game adequately enough. And if you can put two and two together, there's a good sign maybe you want to work on that. Okay, so just want to say that before we go on. So yeah, tiredness and a decrease in energy is the first one I want to share because it's such a tangible one to notice. And it can be, directly attributed to, a lack of fuel, a lack of eating enough, it could be a reduction in calories beyond a certain limit that you shouldn't be going as a high level athlete. It could be that you're not eating the right combinations of food. So, the quote unquote spark plugs of the food game are not going to kicking off your energy. It could be any of these things. It could be a lack of protein. It could be all these sort of things. So you want to look out for it, tiredness and a lack of energy. Number two is a decrease in performance, specifically on the court, on the field, it doesn't matter, depending on which sport you're playing, obviously. But a decrease on direct performance is one of the biggest signs that you need to be working on that food, okay? Because if your performance is suddenly decreasing, there's a good sign that that's because your nutrition game is broken. That's just the blunt truth. That's one of the ones on this list where nutrition can be very heavily linked to it. Is when you're noticing your performance is going down. Now you're probably thinking, wait, what do you mean? What's the difference between that and the energy? Look, the tiredness and energy is just a general kind of, general energy levels and how you're feeling. Performance is whatever your performance will be in that sport. So for example, in basketball, are you noticing that you're not able to jump as high consistently? Is your shooting going down? Are you getting, you know, are you getting exhausted by the halftime? You know, are you able to, when it comes to overtime, are you not able to perform at the same level intensity as before? At least, you know, up there, it's never going to be the exact same as early in the game. These are the things you want to look out for. You know, in soccer, you know, are you finding that your passing is getting poorer? Is your decision making getting a bit more skewed? You know, are you noticing that you're not able to score as efficiently? So it depends on your sport. Whatever it is that the performance metric is in your sport, is that decreasing? That's what you want to be looking out for. That's a big one. Make sure you're looking out for that one. Number three is a change in mood / experiencing more irritability. So when you're not eating enough or not eating the right foods in the right ways with the right strategy, the right intent, and of course, individualized to you, you'll notice that mood can be a bit up and down. And more specifically, you will find yourself more irritable. So it's kind of in the sense that, you know, the whole, how we always say, oh, I'm hangry. It's kind of like that in a way, but not quite as simplistic as that. But if you're noticing that your mood is very much up and down and you're getting annoyed more with your teammates, with your family, with your friends and that sort of thing, there is a potential reason there, and that could be that your nutrition needs a bit of work. So yeah, that's one to look out for. It's a bit more of a underrated one because we don't think about it too much, but that definitely is one of the signs of poor nutrition. The next one is a slower recovery / longer DOMS or delayed onset muscle soreness. Nutrition will be directly connected to your recovery game. That's one of the ones where maybe nutrition could be really, really directly linked to it. So if you're noticing that your recovery has slowed down, okay, compared to what it was, or it's not improving compared to what it should be, or you're noticing that your delayed onset muscle soreness is just going for longer and longer, and you're just not feeling recovered, you're just not feeling like you're getting back to your true self in the same way as before or as quickly as it should be, that is a good sign that you're not doing something right when it comes to your food. You need to work on that nutrition. You need to do something. You need to get a dietitian to come help you. You need to look at your recovery protocol. You need to look at the food you're eating, and you need to look at your macros, your calories. You need to look at the whole thing, because recovery and a lack thereof is going to be one of the biggest limiters that you have as an athlete. Keep that in mind, okay? The next one, number six, I believe it was. Number six is, now we get into more of the mindset stuff. So reduced concentration or reduced mental acuity, as we say in the profession. So we tend to always think, how does nutrition link in with our physical state? How can it help with our physical performance? We don't think about mental performance, and that's the incorrect way of doing this. When you think about your nutrition, your food game, you need to think about how is it fueling your mind and your body, okay? Not just your body, but also your mind, okay? Body and mind and body. That's why reduced concentration or reduced mental acuity, or, you know, mental sharpness, as I like to say, when you're playing your sport or training, that's a big sign that you maybe need to kind of work on fueling yourself a little bit better. Because if you're noticing that your mental capacity is kind of getting skewed, or you're not making the right decisions on the court, let's say, or you're not able to concentrate on what matters when you're playing, that and training, of course, as well, that is a sign that you're not giving your body enough fuel, or the right fuel, or both. That is why you need to work on it, okay? It's not just about physical. You need to fuel your mind. Your mind needs to be strong as well. People tend to forget about that, but it's so important. Make sure you're doing that. And then the next one, number seven, is you're getting sick more often / injury risk is going up. And this quite simply goes to the fact that a lack of the right nutrition or enough nutrition or whatever you want to call it, there's so many nuances to this. I'm just talking generalities here, is your immunity will go down. Okay, your immune system will take a bit of a hit and you're more likely to get sick. So if you're noticing yourself getting sick more often, it could be a sign that you're not really eating the right way for the right demands of your sport. Because maybe you're putting yourself into a low energy availability, you know, if you're feeling like athletes, maybe experiencing more, you know, reds, you know, which is something you definitely want to address with professionals. But if you're getting sick more often, it's a good sign that, you know, maybe your food game's not really helping your immune system to be, you know, as strong as it was before. In a similar way to injury risk, if you're noticing the injury risk is going up, that could be as a result of not recovering well enough, and therefore your muscles are not quite, you know, where they need to be in the right state. And because they're in a run out state, they're more likely to get injured. They can also be linked to the reduced concentration and mental acuity, as I mentioned just a point before. If you're not able to make the right decisions while playing and training, or if your mental sharpness is not quite there, you can make the wrong moves, the right wrong decisions, you can land the wrong way, all these sort of things, just very small nuanced things that kind of make this kind of puzzle that is, you know, your overall, you know, injury risk. And that is why injury risk can also be a sign of it if you're not, you know, giving your body the recovery needs, or you're not making the right decisions, and or both, and therefore that increases injury risk. So yeah, getting sick more often or increased injury risk is potentially a sign that your nutrition needs a bit of, you know, fine tuning, as we say. And then finally, the last one, okay, the last one for today's list, number 7, 8, I keep losing track of my numbers, you get it, doesn't matter, it's a list. And this is one that I throw in there because it's very underrated, but it's one that could actually be just that little extra sign that you can use if the others are not quite as clear, you know. And that's a low interest in hobbies / family time / class, all that sort of stuff. Basically, a lack of nutrition leading to a lack of interest in things, okay? Kind of like apathy, like general apathy when it comes to your hobbies and family time and class and that sort of stuff. So when you're noticing like a low interest in these things, this is one of the probably the most controversial ones I put on the list today, if you want to call it controversial. I can't think of the other word for it right now. It's because it very well could be completely unrelated to nutrition, but I thought I'd throw it in there because I didn't want to just go for the more typical cliche ones that we maybe kind of think, and I didn't want to just go for the ones that are more directly linked. I want to go for also one that is one that could be tiptoeing the line a bit, and that is this low interest in hobbies and family time and class, because what happens is you might be experiencing the other signs, and this could give you the indication that maybe things really need work. Because what happens when you're not eating enough is you're going to be more irritable, your mood's going to be swayed, you're going to feel not like yourself. And all these things can lead to a general apathy or low interest in things that you enjoy otherwise, outside of your sport, okay? It can actually lead to a low interest in the sport as well, okay? That's an interest, so that can lead to it as well. So again, I'm not going to waffle too much on about that one because it's one that I throw in there, but it can go either way. But it's one that you want to maybe look out for, okay? It is an underrated one. But yeah. That's the signs, the seven or so the most common signs of poor nutrition that athletes need to be looking out for to determine if they maybe need to, just maybe need to, fine-tune that food game. So I'll repeat them now. Of course, tiredness and lack of energy, decreased performance, changes in mood / irritability, slower recovery time / longer delayed onset muscle soreness, reduced concentration and, you know, impacted mental acuity / sharpness, and getting sick more often / getting injured more often, okay, or increased injury risk. And of course, the low interest in hobbies, family time, and class, or other things. So yeah, hope that kind of helps you out. It's not the most exhaustive list. Again, we can go on, but you know, hours of going to go exhaustive list, but these are the common ones you want to look out for. And if you're noticing that these things are occurring and you're really stuck not knowing how you can fix it, or not really sure how you can really tailor the nutrition game for your own individual needs, or you're just trying to make sense of this nutrition thing, then please, I do encourage you to reach out to me, okay? In the show notes below, you'll be able to find the details you need, you know, reach out to me via email or even via DM through Instagram at The Climbing Dietitian, and just tell me what you're looking out for, you know, what's your aspirations? Because maybe it is time that you hire a dietitian to come into your corner and actually help you, take out the guesswork, strategize for you, take the, you know, get you more intent when it comes to your food game and actually make you a better athlete this year, okay, to really kick things off. So if that's you, please reach out. Let's have a chat and see if we're the right fit. But outside of that, I really do hope this podcast has helped you and give you some perspectives and new knowledge. And hope you stay safe. You know, as always, stay classy. And we'll talk soon. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.